Welcome to the Free From Wall Street podcast, where we talk about how to create, preserve, and pass on generational wealth without the roller coaster ride of the stock market. And now, here's your host, Stephen Libman, managing partner of Integrity Holdings Group.
Welcome back to the Free From Wall Street podcast. My name is Stephen Libman, and I'm the managing partner of Integrity Holdings Group. We got Chris Prefontaine here with us today. And just like every other guest, we're going to be talking about how to get free from Wall Street, take control of your financial future in different and alternative ways. And Chris has found a bunch of different fun ways to be able to do that. So welcome, Chris.
Well, thanks for having me, buddy. Appreciate it.
Yeah. So why don't you give us a little bit of background, you know, where you came from, how'd you get into the business, what are you doing now, and, you know, what's your current
situation?
Yeah,
I think when you said fun, I said, uh-oh, because I got my head beat in to figure these out, but maybe they're fun now.
Fun in hindsight.
Yeah. So at the risk of dating myself, I've been at this since 91, actually. Did some building, owned a brokerage, you know, as a realtor, had never done that. Then I sold that company to Coldwell Banker in 2000 and then started doing my own investments around then, 2001, up through the lovely debacle of 2008, the crash. Yeah. But that's what I meant when I just alluded to. It just beat us up badly. So I got to the point in 2012 where I said, okay, I've worked on all the garbage. Now, do I get back into real estate? And if I do, what do? Because I can't go back there again. We signed personal loans, you know, the market tanked. So that was an ugly time. So we re-engineered everything literally to do deals without banks and without soliciting investors, everything on what we call terms, which is lease purchase and owner financing. So it's a different model. We built it to be recession resistant. I won't say proof, but we built it that way. And then of course, here comes COVID and we tripled our volume with the students and us. So knock on wood, we're helping a ton of people with it. And so it didn't just survive, it's thriving right now, which is nice.
Yeah, that's great. So tell the audience what you mean by buying on terms, owner finance. Let's say they don't understand what that means.
Sure. No, rightfully so. So a lease purchase means, I'll do two different avenues here. A lease purchase means we're going to pay the underlying debt on a seller's home on their behalf. So we're going to take control of the property. And that's just a lease document that also has a purchase option built in. And now what do we do with that? We don't keep it long term. We turn around and we help. Now they're rampant, but always we help buyers that need time. So we put them in a rent to own vehicle and we're in the middle on a lease purchase. So we call that a sandwich lease. There's only one state in the country that you can't stay in the middle of a sandwich. So you do other things there. Mm-hmm. So we put the rent to own buyer in there while they get their credit fixed or while they're saving money for down payment and while they're getting mortgage ready, they get to enjoy the home and all the benefits as if they owned it. So the sandwich lease is buyer, seller, and us.
And the benefit to you is you don't have to change toilets when it breaks.
Yeah, right. So we pass all of that on to them because I say to them, you're going to act, behave, and pay for like you're a buyer. And they get it. It's like pride of ownership. The only difference is they don't have the loan yet. Right. So that's pretty cool. And so we don't deal with renters. We deal with buyers that need time. It's a big difference, as you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Cool. So, and where are you operating?
It's myself, my son-in-law, and my son, and we buy in Mass, Rhode Island, and Connecticut, and then we have students, about 90 of them out there doing deals with us, revenue sharing in different parts of North America, mostly US.
Awesome. And you're training them how to systemize market, find sellers, find buyers, the whole thing, right? You're showing them soup to nuts, the system.
Yeah, A through Z. And the biggest question we get on that note, Stephen, is funny. They'll say, almost every week, a student will ask for a call. We do a lot of free calls. And they'll say, yeah, but does what you teach have everything? You know, because so many people just market, they don't really have anything. They don't even meet. We do deals every day. So what we have in our training material is everything. Like you can go off and do deals.
Yeah. So you guys are an open book with your systems. You're showing people what the CRMs are, what the back office looks like, all that good stuff.
We show them the problems too. I mean, if you go on like on YouTube, there's 100 something deals. And we don't just do the flashy deals. We say, here's where we screwed up. And as a result, here's what we did. And we just keep tweaking the system. And then we literally go on the course, which lives live, and change it. So it's always evolving. Like with COVID, things change, right? So you tweak.
Sure. Yeah. So what's the next evolution? I mean, you guys have created this system. You got your teeth kicked in a little bit back in 2008, like the rest of us. And then now you've kind of figured out this way to create more passive cash flow without really a lot of capital risk, right? It's really just time, effort, and energy risk.
It is. It's deal structuring. I call it kind of being the deal and the transaction engineer, understanding how to pivot with these deals. Because I gave you a couple examples, but there's all kinds of sub niches of that, you know, that we could talk about for hours. So yeah, it's pivoting and understanding how to do those deals.
So why real estate versus Wall Street?
Yeah, I know I'm going to step on toes with this. I told you before the show, but my comment always is, and this has been in way since 91, my property can't go to zero. It just can't. And I can't lay my head down at night thinking, okay, if someone has $1 million in the market, it can go to zero. I'm not saying it's going to, but you and I both know a company can go broke. So the market can tank it and it won't go to zero. It just won't.
Yeah.
So
that's really it. Tangible assets can't go to zero. It's as simple as that for you.
Yeah. And I can leverage is probably the wrong word. I can tie up control is the right word. So many properties, Stephen, with literally, okay, here's a great example. I like live examples. So we had an event last year, September, and we said, stand up if you've done a deal. So I don't know, 160 people stand up out of 115. And we say, okay, how many people paid deposits total on all their deals of 5,000? Nobody in the room. 2,500, nobody there. It got down to like $500. You don't have to. All of these purchases are built in with $10. So you can control a deal with 10 bucks. Now think of this compared to stocks. And then you create three paydays. We average 75 grand. Some of our students are much higher. We're actually in a lower end because of our, you know, pricing. But for 10 bucks, you create these three paydays totaling 75 grand conservatively. That's pretty cool.
So when you talk about three paydays, structure that out for us.
Okay. So remember I said, I bring a buyer in that needs time and we help them. So they bring to the table a non-refundable down payment because again, this is not a renter, this is a buyer. And when they do that, we know, okay, we got a buyer. Secondly is I'm making the underlying payment to either the seller or their mortgage. And I'm collecting that plus from the buyer. There's a spread there.
Okay.
Small, 300 to 1,000, but that's every month, every property.
Sure.
That's payday two. And payday three is a big one because it's the markup in the property and the principal pay down throughout that term, which accrues to me, not the seller.
Yeah, that's really smart. So we've never done, you know, we were just fixing flip and wholesale guys before we got into multifamily and commercial real estate. So, but I do know a lot of people that do this model and I love it because once you systemize it, right, and you have your systems in place, then it becomes easy to, not easy, right, but monetized easier multiple ways than a wholesale where I would put a property under contract and then sell that contract off. I'd get paid once.
Yeah.
So you guys have figured out a way to get paid multiple times, multiple streams of income from just one property, which is fantastic.
Yeah. And then you can start charting these out on a spreadsheet. It's pretty cool. So say you do 12, that's not a huge amount. You do 12 deals. You now have payday ones you already took. You have payday two staggered monthly, but then you have payday threes that are going to go like 2 years, 3 years, 5 years. They'll be all over the place. You can eventually go, hey, I got, I don't know, $1 million in a hopper now. I'm going to take 2 months off and then I'm going to get back at it. Like there's no stress because you've already created that set income.
Yeah, sure.
Especially on payday twos.
And it becomes predictable.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot like Wall Street. Oh, wait, no.
Man, no.
Yeah. So we step on a lot of toes here too. I mean, look, at the end of the day.
Not intentionally.
Yeah, it's not intentional. I know that there's people that do well at this. I actually had another gentleman on that I was talking to today that, you know, he dabbles in both real estate and stocks and he does well at both of them. The reason that I don't get in the stock market is because I don't understand it. I understand real estate. You know, it's not rocket science. I don't need algorithmic trading to teach me how to replace a window. So
I also, okay, you made me think of something else on a different level, but same concept. I also think that in real estate, we teach it. So I know you can go out as an individual and you can do one deal a year. If that's going to make you happy or two, and you can get to the money, right? You can get to that 75 average or 50, whatever it's going to be. And with Wall Street, I just feel, and it's maybe you and I's misunderstanding with what you just said, you just don't get it. If you're the big players, I think they get a grip on it. But I don't know as a little player can get a grip on it unless they really add it with someone on their shoulder helping. That's just my opinion.
Yeah. And the fact is that Lehman Brothers and Bear Stearns were the big guys. They had a handle on it, right? They're out of business now. So
yeah, right. It's crazy.
Even the guys that have a handle on it don't have a handle on it. It's big boy gambling. I've always said that. It's like
I call it gambling. I was just going to say that.
It's like going to AC and throw it on black. I don't know. Cool. So listen, you sent me some books. I haven't gotten a chance to read them yet, but we have real estate on your terms, right? And then the new rules of real estate investing. What inspired you to write these?
Well, first of all, once we get the system built, like 12, 13, it was around 17 that first one came out. It's in a revision right now. There's a couple ways to spread the word, right? YouTube takes time. We're there prevalent now, but I just wanted to get the word out and get it out in an affordable fashion. Cause I just, with everything out there now, I want to make sure people can close to free, do their due diligence on whatever they want to do and then decide, not have to plunge into something before, you know, doing their own due diligence. And that's one cheap way to do it. That's all.
Yeah. And I saw even chapter one, right, of the new rules of real estate investing talks about mentorship and things. And, you know, I think it's difficult. So we found an amazing mentorship program when we were in single family. We were flipping houses for about 5 years and didn't really gain any traction. We were paying the bills, but we weren't building wealth by any means. And then we went and talked to a couple of different folks, and you know, who do you talk to? Who do you trust? I mean, and it's a big decision. Luckily, we made the right one, catapulted our business. So I appreciate the fact that you guys are putting out, you know, near free content that's helping people kind of get an overview and can really start to get to know you and your company and your family through these, you know, it's content, right? But through these paperbacks and hardcovers and even the eBooks and things like that, because that's how you kind of find your tribe, right? We're big Seth Godin fans. We want to talk about finding your tribe, like go to people that you like, know, and trust. And when you find those people, you can blow up and succeed together. I think there's some people in the market that are just kind of throwing a bunch of content out there, but no meat behind it, like you said before. So yeah, I appreciate guys like you that are putting out content that really just opens the door to a conversation, right? They're going to read your content and they're going to say, hey, I want to talk to Chris, or I don't. And if they don't, that's okay. And if they do, great. They kind of have heard your voice before and kind of see your expertise, which I think just really clears the deck a little bit.
You said a lot of cool things, Steve, because it is two-way here. It's they gotta want like us too. It's not just us saying we're gonna pick our students, but they gotta, you know, if they don't like the frankly the blunt, clear to the point, it's one of our values, communication. That's how we are in New England. It's just nature of the beast. And yeah, some people don't like to be coached that way.
Right.
So it's okay. And then we have five values. We post them. We talk about them. Like if it's not for you, it's not for you. The community is called the Wicked Smart Community, and they're like a family. So they're even protective of who we have committed. It's really neat.
Yeah. And the power of the mastermind, right? It's incredible because you're figuring out things together. You're blazing trails together. What I love about it is, you know, one of our mentors, his name is Bill Allen. He said to us a few times, like, hey, if you don't think it's important to say in one of these meetings, you got to say it anyway, because what you're about to say to somebody could be $1 million idea in their business.
Yeah.
And you just think it's kind of everyday old hat because you've been doing it for a while. And it's so true. Every one of these events that I go to, somebody would say something just kind of off the cuff, like at dinner, right? Not even during the mastermind.
I agree with that too. Yeah.
Say something
big time.
Just in passing. And I'm like, oh wow, that's huge. I got to write this down. That's going to change my business. So yeah, I think it's been more and more clear over the years that getting around the right mentors and things are so helpful.
Critical. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it really does change not only the way you do business, but the way you do life, right? I mean,
yep.
Cause we all deal with similar struggles too. As entrepreneurs, we all have families. How do we balance the time? And I think the right mentor will show you how to do all of that stuff so that you can efficiently live life, have a business, be successful, do all of those things together in unison.
That was actually huge, because what you just said with the mental piece, the family and all that, because think of this, we teach everybody the same thing. Our course is the same. Then why don't people come out of the gate? We just had it in 40 days happen, which is a new, we call it time to first deal. That was a new quickie. But then as people take 9 months, why is that? It's just the space between their ears. That's it.
Right.
And outside influence. So I think it's super important. So what we do is as we personally have coaches, we bring them to the community. We don't bring them until we have had them. So recently I had Jarek Robbins coaching me for 6 months. He did, Tony's son. And only after I had him for 3 months did I say, hey, can you come on one of my masterminds and talk to him? And because I wanted to make sure that I liked it first. So that's an example of how we do it. We don't just bring anyone to the community.
Yeah. And it's like the 4 minute mile, right? Somebody did 40 days. Now somebody wants to do 39 and 38.
So true in the community.
And you start to see it, right? And everybody's like, I'm coming after you next.
Super competitive. Yeah. It's fun.
Yeah. We did a race to $1 million when we joined ours, and the guys right in front of us did it in like, you know, 12 and a half months. And we were like, we're getting there in 12 months.
That's awesome. That's a good one. It's a good metric.
Yeah. It's fun. So cool. Well, look, there's a lot of information out there for you guys. Where can people find you if they're looking to connect with you, learn more about what it is that you do?
They can go to smartrealestatecoach.com. Simple. If they don't mind listening to me blab for another hour, they can just watch the free webinar. Just register and watch it. There's no commitment. In fact, we give them gifts just for hanging out. So don't buy anything if you don't want to. Just go on and watch it. And you'll at least go, okay, I like that or I don't like it. I'm not so naive to think everybody likes it. And then we already mentioned YouTube. Just put in Smart Real Estate Coach and you'll get, on Sundays, we release Deal Structure Sundays, and there's well over 100 in there now.
And what are you guys doing on those deal structures? You're just showing people exactly soup to nuts how to write out these contracts and things like that?
No contracts. I'd probably put them to sleep, but we whiteboard it. We say, what was the source, the lead, any nuances, because they all have weird nuances. And then what are the numbers? Like, where do we get the three paydays? How did that get calculated? And then what's the total? And then again, if there's any nuances on the buying end, but we whiteboard the whole thing. And if there's problems, we say, like I said earlier, here's where we messed up and here's how you can fix it.
Awesome. Cool. Any parting thoughts?
You said something earlier that made me think of a decent thought to leave you guys with. And that is, doesn't matter what niche, like, again, I'm not stuck on everybody has to do this niche. Of course, they're not going to do that. You've got a great diversity with your guests. So think of this, any entrepreneur, find a niche or a business or an industry or a career that you think you can get behind, passionate about, then find someone in it, as you and I talk, that's currently doing it though, because you get yourself in trouble. And then third, just commit for 36 months. Like, no shiny objects, no different niche, just commit. That's why free is good for us, then commit and go after it. You'll have a great experience.
Yeah, and that's a great point. And I know that you guys are active in the business as you're coaching through the business. I think it's important to make sure that your mentors are still finger on the pulse in whatever market it is that you're trying to get into. Yeah, because things change, right? There's a shifting sand always. And if they don't have their finger on the pulse, then they could be teaching you some outdated, not working techniques.
Heard it. It's nasty, like that.
So that's great advice. Well, Chris, thanks so much, man, for coming on. And we look forward to just continue watching you grow and hopefully bringing in more students and helping them continue to gain that financial freedom in their own lives. So thank you so much for everything that you guys are doing. It's awesome to watch.
Yeah, you guys too. Keep spreading the word. It's awesome.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for listening to the Free From Wall Street podcast. If you haven't done so, go to freefromwallstreet.com. Find out the five things your financial advisor does not want you to know. And reach out to us if you have any questions about how you yourself can get free from Wall Street. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, buddy.
See ya.
Thank you for listening. Like what you hear? Be sure to subscribe and head over to freefromwallstreet.com and sign up for our free guides to help you and your family invest with purpose.